appreciate that. Go Birds! Love it. From Jordan Mulata, enjoying the land down under and his new contract. You know, he's the kind of guy I think that we all as Eagles fans are very proud to have representing the Eagles. Good guy, good player. Now, would I like to see him be, you know, a little bit more dominant? Sure. But it's an incredible story. He's an above-average player. It's been a hell of a journey. And you can tell he loves being an Eagle. Yeah. I mean, it's very obvious. He loves the experience of being an NFL player and specifically a Philadelphia Eagle. All right, 215-592-9494. So a lot of people obviously excited with the selection of Quinyon Mitchell around here. One person not excited, maybe not around here. I'm not sure where he was last night. Micah Parsons. He weighed in with frustrations. What Parsons said, we'll get to that audio coming up in just a moment. Let's get a lot of calls in here as well. Gary in Whitehall right now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Morning, team. How you doing?
Doing great, Gary.
Pretty excited today, Gary.
Very exciting. Hey, what a day in Philly. What a day in Philly. The Sixers quick. Yes, Joel Embiid, put him on the back, took care of business, but let's not forget what Nick Nurse did. He sat Buddy Hield, literally, he only played for 3 minutes, and I think he saw the writing on the wall and sat him down. Now, too bad we can't do that with Tobias.
Well, they can minimize Tobias Moore, but it would sure help if DeAnthony Melton played. You know, because one of the things is, this is almost like the Kimbrell thing a little bit last year. Like, believe me, it's easy to say, don't play the guy. And I believe they shouldn't play Kimbrell. But you do have to have someone else to go to. And,
right.
You know, the fact that it's not like they have a ton of options is one of the reasons why Tobias Harris is still playing a lot.
Especially defensively.
Correct. Right. That's right.
It's unbelievable to me that Buddy Hield has fallen this far.
It's
almost like terror that he displays that he played with early on in this series. It was so bad. How could we not have anticipated it would look like this? I know he didn't have playoff experience, so I know it's impossible to really see it if he didn't do it. But my gosh.
And, John, you know.
This must be so in his head more than anyone I've ever, like, watched.
Well, and I was struck by in the Final Four in 2016 when he lost by close to 50 points to the Villanova kids.
Oh.
Like,
right.
Literally. And I mean, it was Josh Hart and Brunson. It wasn't DiVincenzo. But he lost that game by about 50. Like, look, I'm not saying the guy's a loser and a bum, but he is shrinking.
He's
right
definitely
now.
Not a loser or a bum. 4 minutes is. I'm fine with him playing 4 minutes because he doesn't deserve more than 4 minutes because he's played that poorly. But the way he played during the regular season was such in like stark opposition to this.
Well,
he was good.
He was pretty good there, especially initially. And I'll say, and Gary, good call. The other thing that's frustrating with the Buddy Hield thing is, to Gary's point initially about Tobias Harris, like you literally would have an option to replace Tobias Harris if you had Morris. Who they traded for Hield.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like literally the guy you would play. You would play Morris and Batum, and then you could maybe.
And you know exactly what kind of game you're getting from Morris.
Exactly.
He's going to be in everyone's face. He's going to
be
tough. You want someone to box out. He's your guy. Yeah.
All right, someone who's tough but very frustrated is the Dallas Cowboys star defender, Micah Parsons. This has become an annual tradition. The Eagles pick someone. You know, Devin, you've brought this up before, and I agree with you. I think he's not only jealous of the Eagles, I think he might want to play here someday.
He absolutely wants to be an Eagle, and it's proven year after year. It's my favorite tradition now on draft day, making Micah Parsons sad.
Think about how jealous he must be now.
But don't you think it validates the pick?
This offseason.
Like, if he's getting that upset, to me, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, so they picked the right guy. They took the right guy.
That's
if Micah Parsons
point.
Is that shook.
No, I mean, he is a bit shook. So let's listen to Micah Parsons. This is after the Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell last night. They stick at 22. They don't have to move up. All the cornerbacks come to them. Howie gets his pick of the litter. He chooses Quinyon Mitchell, and Micah Parsons right afterwards reacts. Here's what he said.
Micah, how you feeling?
I mean, I'm honestly utterly disgusted on how lucky the Eagles are. It's just like Chris, I do not know how he fell that far with this run of offensive tackles and quarterbacks. That's the only thing that makes sense. I thought he was a top 15, top 12 talent, and he just fell right into their laps.
And he was your favorite player?
He was definitely one of my more favorite players in this draft. Like I said, he rose in every bar. He hit every Like, he checked every box. I think this is a great pick. I mean, I think this is a terrific pick, man. I don't know how Howie and them get so lucky. That's how I'm gonna put it.
Isn't that great?
It's so awesome.
And it's so true. The value is incredible. The value is sky high. When you think about we wanted a tackle or a cornerback. We would have taken the 7th best tackle had we chosen at 22.
Right.
There were 6 tackles taken already. No one took a cornerback, and this guy was the top cornerback on a lot of people's lists. And the only thing that was knocking him, the only thing that the detractors had to use against him was look at the level of competition. And then those people who supported him would say, 40 straight starts. He's got the toughness. Just watch the film. And then people would say, the film is against lesser competition. It doesn't matter. Then the Senior Bowl happened, and he went out there against the best of the best, and he schooled every receiver who tried to catch a pass on him all week long.
215-592-9494. You know, one other thing on that Parsons thing, because obviously Quinyon Mitchell's the main deal, but I will tell you, if I'm the Cowboys, I get frustrated with Parsons and stuff like this. Like, there's a way to pump a guy up and say, hey, good pick by that team.
Right.
I mean, when you say utterly disgusted, it makes me wonder – how behind the scenes difficult are you? Because that's a strong phrase.
Well, imagine if the tables were turned and like Darius Slay was saying that about the Cowboys, we'd be furious with him.
Totally. It would be unacceptable, frankly.
For sure.
It would be flat out unacceptable. 215-592-9494. All right, what Howie said last night, the late night press conference on not trading up, what Howie said, we'll get to that, plus Sirianni on the relationship with the head coach at Toledo, who, you know, was obviously Quinyon Mitchell's coach. We'll get to that and more. The A.J. Brown storyline. Joel on his takedown of Mitchell Robinson, which really impacted the game and could have gone completely the other way if he had been thrown out of that game. We'll get to that and more. It's a great day because so much broke so good yesterday for Philly sports. All your calls and all these topics from Borgata today on 94 WIP.